Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, so here's the thing. I hate these conversations that I don't understand. And wherever I go lately, all the cool kids are saying, have you played Paddle? Have you played Paddle? No, I don't even know what Paddle is because I don't. I just don't know what it is. Eliane Wiener is a partner, apparently, at Epic Paddle. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm very well, thanks, yourself.
So first of all, is it Paddle or is it Paddle?
If you want to be fancy, you can call it Paddle, but I think we'll stick with Paddle.
So South Africans are going the Paddle route because we're not fancy.
We're going Paddle.
Okay, we're going. But can it be Paddle? I mean, is that what others are also calling it?
Yeah, mostly, you know, the sport is very, very big in Europe. And I think for the most part, people refer to it as Paddle.
Ah, okay. So we want to go we can be a little pretentious and go Paddle.
Okay, let's go Paddle.
Yeah, but South Africans definitely, especially our East Rand listeners, they're going with Paddle. No question about that. What is it? Where does it come from, this game, this sport?
Okay, so it originated in Mexico in the late 60s, but the sport has really, really been huge for the last probably 10, 20 years in South America and Spain. And then in the last sort of 5 to 10 years, it really exploded in a lot of other European countries like Belgium and Sweden, France and Holland. So, I mean, you've seen hundreds of thousands or millions of players take up the sport in the last sort of 5 years. And again, thousands of courts being built. And then obviously it moved to South Africa in the last sort of 2 years. And as you say, you can't move anywhere now in Cape Town or Joburg without people talking about the sport.
And what is the sport?
Okay, it's a little hard to explain, but I would call it a combination of squash and tennis. I would say it's more like tennis because the court looks like a tennis court. It's a little bit smaller than a tennis court, but the dimensions are pretty similar. And you've got a net in the middle. You've got very similar sort of like structure where there's two players on each side of the court. So it's more like a doubles-based game. You've got a bat instead of a racket. And you play like you play tennis, except that the entire court is surrounded by glass, right? So the ball can bounce, hit the glass, and you can still play it. So it adds a whole new dimension to the sport. And as I said, it's a lot easier to learn than tennis is. I mean, for most people, if they didn't play tennis as a kid, it's pretty difficult
to walk onto a court
and take it up. Whereas paddle is just a lot easier for people to learn because the bat doesn't have the strings. It's more like a beach bat, but like a glorified beach bat.
Right.
So you can really hit it to each other and get rallies going. I've seen people walk on the court who have never been tennis players or never even played a ball sport. And within 10 minutes, they're having a rally.
That's interesting.
And that's the best part about it.
And the ball itself, what is that?
It is almost like a tennis ball. You would think it's a tennis ball, but it's slightly softer, so that it doesn't bounce as much and the game is a little bit slower than
right,
tennis.
I was going to say it's slower. So therefore, that's also why I guess people can get involved with it easier.
Absolutely.
More easily. And in terms of like scoring?
Scoring is exactly the same as tennis. So you generally play, you know, the same game structure where one team serves and it'll be like 15 love, 15 all. And then you play for 6 games and you play best of 3 sets. So it's almost exactly the same as tennis scoring, which itself is obviously confusing unless you're a tennis player. But that's why it's probably more like tennis than anything else.
And the serve, is that almost like a traditional tennis serve?
The serve is actually underarm, which again makes it easier.
Right.
So you have to bounce the ball and hit it underarm into the diagonally, the block across from you, similar to tennis. But because it's underarm, again, it takes away that whole complex element and just makes it easier for most people to get into.
Are we seeing, obviously, when you talk about the glass structure, it means that we need very specific places. I know you've got one, or you've recently just opened one. Are there lots of centres opening up all over the show?
Yeah, there's a lot of courts opening around South Africa at the moment, but there's a lot of players too. So, yeah, these courts are not simple to sort of build. I mean, you have to have a very, you know, like as in a tennis court base with a concrete base, and then you have a glass and steel structure that sort of gets installed, and then you get an AstroTurf for the playing surface. So definitely we're seeing clubs starting to go up. As you mentioned, we just built our club at Huddle Park in Linksfield.
Right.
And there we've got 3 double courts and a South Africa's first singles court. So actually you can play singles against each other. It's a slightly narrower court.
I was just going to say, what's the difference? So that's a smaller court.
Yeah, it's slightly narrower. I mean, you can't. It's quite a long way to run across 10 meters for one person, so it's only 6 meters wide. But we're just seeing an incredible number of people taking up the sport. We've got clubs at the Glen Country Club in Clifton and in Cape Town, and then also at Huddle Park. And we've just seen, I mean, in our first month of opening in Huddle Park, I think we've had over 1,000 individual players come through the facility already.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Wherever I go, this is all people are talking about. And I was feeling very, very left out. Now, at least I can be a bit of an expert on the subject.
Well, Howard, I think the big thing about it is the social and community element to it. I mean, that's why we're doing this. We want a place where people and families can come and get together in a healthy way.
Right.
You know, and that's what it provides. You know, it provides a place for the communities to come.
Lovely.
Make friends, get fit. Have fun.
How long does one normally book a court for, as a matter of interest?
You can either book for an hour
right.
or 90 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, most games, we're starting to find that people are getting, they book 60 minutes in the beginning, but often you play a match and you just don't get to finish. So most people are now starting to book 90 minutes.
Amazing.
But again, the nice thing about it is it gets done reasonably quickly. You know, it's not a golf where it takes 4 or 5 hours. You go there, get a great workout in 60 minutes, you have a quick drink, and you're gone.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming on and giving us that information. Ilian Wiener, who is a partner at Epic Paddle, or Padel, depending on how pretentious you want to be, talking about the sport that is suddenly taking us by a storm.